What it meant to Padre Pio when he accepted someone as his spiritual child. Stay tuned to find out.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In his book, Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us, Renzo Allegri shares his perspective on what it truly meant to be considered a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio. Although the same sentiment applies to Padre Pio's spiritual sons, Allegri specifically uses the term daughters because the initial group seeking his spiritual guidance was exclusively composed of women. Renzo Allegri beautifully delves into the heart of this special relationship. He shares how Padre Pio's connection with these young women was far from artificial or distant. They were more than mere spiritual followers. They were his cherished daughters. Imagine the love of a father for his own children. That's how Padre Pio felt for them. But this love went beyond emotional sentiments. It was a love that entailed sacrifice, concern, and a dedication to their spiritual well-being. To some daughters, he would say, "It cost me blood," symbolizing the depth of his suffering and care for them. These shared struggles and challenges forged an everlasting bond between them. You may have also noticed in your own life how bonds formed through shared struggles tend to endure longer than those forged during so-called good times. But this is not to say Padre Pio only struggled for his daughters. His love was also expressed through attentiveness, eagerness, joy, gratitude, and heartfelt words. His affection was extraordinary, deep, and unwavering. It wasn't about self-satisfaction, but rather an enduring commitment to their eternal life and spiritual growth. It's important to note that Padre Pio did not love in a romantic way, becoming intoxicated with his own feelings. He loved for eternity, continuously concerned about the eternal well-being of the other person. If we read the letters Padre Pio sent to his spiritual daughters, we can see how affectionate, understanding, gentle, and caring he was. We can always sense, between the lines, a true heart that beats. Renzo Allegri then shares a moving anecdote from the life of Mary Pyle. Speaking of Mary Pyle, I've created a video titled Conversion of the Soap King's Daughter, where I explore the remarkable meeting between Mary Pyle and Padre Pio. If you haven't had the chance to watch it yet, I highly recommend you give it a look. You can find the link to the video on the end screen. Mary Pyle, an American who left her own country to be near Padre Pio, cherished a dried four-leaf clover she kept in her missal. This heartfelt memento was discovered in 1968 when she passed away. One summer morning, as she was leaving the church, Mary caught the attention of Padre Pio, who was seeking refuge from the scorching heat in the churchyard under the shade of an old elm tree, towering an impressive 20 meters or approximately 65 feet. Spotting her, he called out, "Maria!" She approached him, and with a gentle smile, Padre Pio offered her the precious four-leaf clover he had plucked from the foot of the tree. Touched by this simple yet profoundly meaningful gesture, Mary accepted the delicate plant with a heart brimming with gratitude. It was a spontaneous act of love, a gesture that held great significance to her. In a heartfelt confession to a close friend, Mary shared, "Today is the most beautiful day of my life." So as we can see from Renzo Allegri's reflections, Padre Pio cared deeply about his spiritual children. And many, many testimonies testify to his continued care even after his passing. Padre Pio himself stated, "When I am in paradise, I will be able to do more." That's why I strongly encourage you to become a protected child of Padre Pio. There are two very special reasons for doing so. First, you become a Padre Pio apostle, thus helping us to reach out to more and more people who need to hear these stories of Padre Pio for their spiritual benefit. Without the continued support of our Protected Child of Padre Pio members, this vital apostolate would cease to exist. Second, by joining, you will personally receive great spiritual benefits. For example, your intentions will be included in Holy Masses celebrated monthly. So help us spread the teachings of Padre Pio far and wide by clicking on the link in the description below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.